Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. On Friday night, September 21st at 7:30, the Winston-Salem Symphony's principal oboist will sound the tuning A to open the orchestra's 66th season. This year's 2012-2013 Classic Series concert opens in the Stevens Center with Beethoven's dramatic Leonore Overture No. 3. It'll be followed by renowned violinist Jennifer Coe and her interpretation of the violin concerto by Jan Sibelius. The Symphony No. 3 by Aaron Copland concludes the program. The same program repeats on Sunday afternoon, September 23rd at 3 o'clock, and you can enjoy a slightly abbreviated performance on Saturday night at 7:30 during the Winston-Salem Symphony's Kicked Back Classic Series. Robert Moody will lead the orchestra in all three concerts. Bob's now in his eighth season as music director of the Winston-Salem Symphony. He recently stopped by WFDD to share this season preview. Here's part two of our conversation.
I actually sang the premiere performance of the Glick, The Hour Has Come. I know it because I was a chorister in 1987, singing it at the American Choral Directors Association National Convention in San Antonio, Texas, with the San Antonio Symphony.
Shrewel Irving Glick, a Canadian composer, and The Hour Has Come. That wraps up the program. Prior to that, another one of your favorites, the music by John Adams.
John Adams, great American composer, and the Dr. Atomic Symphony, his famous opera from the past few years. And this is our chance to really examine and go on this fascinating journey between and betwixt war and peace. It's going to be fantastic.
And kicking things off, Alexander Borodin's Polovetsian Dances from Prince Igor, the chemist turned composer,
correct,
to start things off.
And Borodin, who influenced so much of music in the 20th century, including Broadway, including Kismet. So you're going to hear Take My Hand, I'm a Stranger in Paradise, in the theme of the opening of those Polovetsian Dances.
You've got to say happy birthday to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and one of the many great solo performers in the orchestra, talking about Saxton Rose and a look at the Mozart Bassoon Concerto.
Some of the greatest energy we have found in the past years has been when we feature one of our own as a soloist. And this year, it's time to let the community get to know Saxton Rose a bit better. Saxton is a phenomenal bassoonist. I mean, he's arguably one of the finest bassoonists playing, I think, anywhere on the planet. And he plays not only with such great technical and virtuosic mastery of the instrument, he's the most musical bassoon player I've ever come across. And to hear him play and to watch him play, he really just embodies the music. It's fantastic. This will happen in a salute to Mozart as he plays the Mozart Bassoon Concerto. We perform Mozart Symphony No. 39 and also the Stravinsky Symphony in C, which was Stravinsky's homage to the writings of the great classical composers Mozart, Haydn. So it really is a Mozart night.
Part two of my conversation with Winston-Salem Symphony music director Robert Moody. This year's 2012-2013 Classic Series concert marks the symphony's 66th season, and it begins Friday night, September 21st at 7:30 in the Stevens Center. You'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.